I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. In 2017, MUSC was selected to participate in the largest ever national research study related to adolescent brain development funded by the NIH. To talk about some of the early findings from this study related to screen time use among teens is Dr. Lindsay Squiglia. She is a clinical neuropsychologist and associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Squiglia, I know you're the co-leader of MUSC's involvement in this national study. Tell us about this research project.
This study is the largest long-term study on child and adolescent brain development in the U.S. So we collected data on 12,000 kids across the U.S. There's 21 different sites, and MUSC is one of those sites. And we will be following the kids starting from age 9 to 10 through young adulthood. So it's a 10-plus year-long study.
How many South Carolina adolescents and their families are participating in the study?
We had 380 kids and parents involved in the study, so 760 total people from South Carolina participating in this study. And we're just now in our two-year follow-up phase. From year one, we've had 98% of our kids and parents come back, and year two, we're at 100% so far.
What is the goal of the ABCD study?
One of the biggest goals is to understand what does a normal adolescent developing brain look like, and what are factors that affect normal brain development, everything from physical activity to substance use to mental health issues. We've been looking at things like their culture and environment, family influences. There are people looking at lead exposure and how that might affect the developing brain. And we hope to get information to help inform educators, to inform parents, to inform clinicians about things that might be affecting adolescents' brains and maybe prevent certain things from happening in the future.
Tell us about the preliminary findings related to screen time use among teens in the U.S.
From the current data that we have, we see that screen time is differentially related to outcomes. So what I mean by that is it's not just how long are you on a screen, but what you're doing on the screen that really matters. So we find that at ages 9 and 10, kids who are involved in things like social media and other engaging active experiences online have more positive outcomes than people doing passive viewing, so just watching videos or video games.
What is known at this point in time, just in general, about the impact of screen time on mental health issues for kids?
A lot of things aren't known. So a lot of studies that have come out, they're looking at just how much screen time someone has consumed and what their mental health outcomes are. And we don't know, it's a chicken or egg question. We don't know if screen time is causing these poor mental health outcomes, or if someone is already depressed or anxious, they're going to be using screens more because they're kind of isolating themselves. So studies like the ABCD study will be able to answer this chicken or egg question. Is it really screens causing these large issues in mental health?
Dr. Squiglia, thanks for providing this update about the adolescent brain development research study called ABCD.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.